setting the bar story. Kelly!
That's an example of what not to do.
All right. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $400 from a bank, yes, robbing a bank, and then asking the police if you can keep the money, you're doing okay.
Hey, but you know what? I was stealing that because I really needed it. Can I have that back?
I wasn't doing it because it was just a hobby of mine.
It wasn't just for funsies.
I actually need
that.
It. Yes.
Could I have that now that we're done with all the things?
42-year-old Juwan, he decided he was going to rob a Huntington bank, right? Mm. And he took about $400 in $1 bills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he got caught. Actually, he was caught still carrying the money, taken into custody, booked into the jail. Now, during the arrest, though, he asked police, hey, can you deposit the stolen cash into my jail commissary account?
That would be great. I'm going to need that later.
I'm going to need that when I get out.
Yeah.
That would come in handy.
But could you just apply that to my bail, or how does that work?
Yeah, honestly, don't know. I'm assuming the police said no, but I don't have a clear answer.
Yeah, I'm guessing they probably returned it to the bank that he took it from, sure.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a clear answer, but I'm assuming.
If we're talking about a withdrawal from his own account, not a problem. But when we make a withdrawal from something not your account, that's where the trouble sets in.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, that's just bold. He's got some strong confidence.
Maybe he doesn't know how getting arrested works.
I don't know. Or how stealing works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, you gotta be bold to steal something, get arrested, then ask police if you can keep it, like Juwan, who stole $400 from the bank, then ask police if he could keep it.
But I thought that banks were just money stores.
Yeah, exactly.
I just go take some if I need it.
Yep, that's your setting the bar story.